Good afternoon, everybody. We are going to move to something that's completely different from what I've seen so far. We're going to talk about soils that are completely deficient of phosphorus, so they absorb lots of phosphorus. And this is a work that was done in conjunction with the fertilizer industry, a company that was before called Vale. It's now becoming a Mosaic company. So my name is Luis Roberto, I'm the last of the authors over there, and this is actually part of one of my PhD students' thesis, was defended last year. This is the outline of my presentation, so we'll start with this rationale about phosphorus fertilizers being a critical input for Brazilian agriculture. And actually, last year we had a paper from Nature questioning the sustainability of production in tropical agroecosystems because of the amount of phosphorus that we need. And we're trying to compare the situation in the US and the Eastern European countries with the Brazilian with the tropical countries, and Brazil was a case study. So what's the problem? Our soils fix a lot of phosphorus, and most of the phosphorus that we add to the soil actually goes to the soil, and very few of that, depending on the soil, it's available for the plants. And on the other hand, we have rock phosphate that have lots of fluorine, and during the production of fertilizers, there's a lot of hexafluorosilicic acid that's being produced, and part of this is going to water treatment system, but again, a lot of this stuff remains in the fertilizer plant, so we have to deal with this problem. Another thing is that we have a lot of aluminum in oxidic soils, and aluminum also is a problem for growing crops, and also in terms of sequestering a little bit of the phosphorus that we have in the soil. So we have this challenge of recovering fluorine from the rock phosphates during the production of fertilizers. And we thought that, well, if we could do a neutralization of this acid with calcium oxide, we might be able to produce one byproduct that is usable in agriculture because it contains calcium, it contains silica. And also the fluoride, it's important because it might complex a little bit of the aluminum, decreasing the toxicity. And now by doing this, we were going to be adding calcium and silicon, which are important for most of the crops. And also by adding fluorine and silicon, we are going to decrease the amount of phosphorus that's being absorbed. So much more of the phosphorus that we're going to add with phosphate fertilizers is going to be available for plant to grow. So the objective of this study was to evaluate the potential of using this byproduct in agriculture in order to be able to provide calcium, silicon, and also decrease aluminum toxicity, as well as increase the amount of phosphorus availability for most of the crops. By doing this, we hope that we're going to be able to produce an innovative product that could be used for agriculture, for farmers in tropical environments in Brazil. So, this product was produced about 3-4 years ago by Vale, this company, which is now a Mosaic company. And we deposited the patent, and actually last year we got this patent from this product. I'm going to show at the end. And then we gave the name of Agro, SI from silicon, CA from calcium. So this is the name. So what we did, this is actually part of one of many, many experiments that we did in order to evaluate phosphorus availability as well as aluminum toxicity. In this study, we used three soils with three doses of AgroSica. We packed the soils in two layers, a top soil and a 20 to 40 centimeter layer, and we did three replicates and we used a control. And we first added lime in order to increase the pH close to 5.5, which is pretty much the pH that we have in tropical soils. And then after that, we added AgroSica, this product, and we let the soil react with the product for 25 days. So this is what it seems. We have a top part with the 0 to 20 centimeter coupled to a PET bottle. Very simple stuff. So at the bottom we have the 20 to 40, in the upper part 0 to 20. And we add the product at the top, then we let it incubate. After the incubation, we cut the layers. So we separate the 0 to 10, which is the layer that receives most of the product. And then the bottom of of this column, the 30 to 40, and then we extract solutions and we measure fractions of phosphorus in trying to assess the availability. So this is what it looks like. When you remove the soil, you use the rhizons to take the sample and then direct it to the measurement by IC or whatever. And here we have a little bit of information on the soil characteristics. As we see here, we were talking about 20, 30, 40 ppm of phosphorus. Everything here is less than one. So native concentration is really, really small. And in some cases, we have a very, very high amount of aluminum. So we have to deal with this. We have to correct this problem in order to be able to grow plants in Brazil. So what we did in terms of analyzing phosphorus, this is a very simple procedure. We have seen some of this stuff here. So we try to assess the labile phosphorus as well as the fractions that are much more chemisorbent to the soil. So we have those three different ways of extracting. And the other point, we also analyze soot aluminum, and we have also this way of analyzing labile aluminum, which is a very fast reaction method of determining aluminum that is really reactive in soil. So the difference is what we call non-labile aluminum. And here coming to some of the results. On this side, the 0 to 10 centimeters is where most of the material is in contact with the soil. And on the 30 to 40 centimeters also, you could see a little bit of the results. But now if you see the blue lines that are going to come up, this is the labile fraction of phosphorus. So when we go from 0 to 4 tons of agrosica per hectare, and if we see the values, the number, the figures, we are actually much more than doubling the amount of available phosphorus that we have in the soil. So we're being able to increase a lot the availability, phosphorus availability, and this is actually going to be a reflect in the production and the yields of crops, as I'm going to show later on. For aluminum, here we have some information on aluminum. The red line here is non-labile aluminum, so by applying this product, we are decreasing aluminum toxicity, and we are actually decreasing the amount of aluminum that's really labile that's going to be harmful for plants. So it's a clear a sign that the product is working well in this kind of soils. So for this part, we have seen that AgroSeeker is an amendment that's really interesting in terms of reducing labile aluminum, which is very, very important for most of the oxysoils that we have in Brazil, because this is a problem and an issue. Even though we can correct this problem with lime, by adding AgroSeeker, we're going to add an extra product for decreasing this problem. And also we are showing here that we are going to be able to increase fractions that are available. And by doing this, we might be able to decrease the amount of phosphorus that is needed to get the productions that the yields that we are getting right now in Brazil. We use at least twice as much phosphorus per hectare than you use here in the US, for example. And in the end, we have seen that this could be a very nice technology for increasing the phosphorus use efficiency in most of those tropical agro ecosystems. So what's next? We keep doing a little bit of work on this, and I actually have already done the first cut for sugarcane. This is an experiment that was set with colleagues from another university in Brazil. Sugarcane requires a lot of silicon, so by doing this experiment, we are showing that AgroSeek is also able to increase yields. We were able to increase up to 30 tons for the first cut, and we are now doing the third cut, and we are proving that the cumulative production is really nice in the system. And another thing that we are trying to propose to the company, which was Vale, now is Mosaic, is to add micronutrient to this product. Because since we do an application in the whole area, this is really interesting for homogeneous application of micronutrients in Brazil, which is a very, very big problem, especially for zinc and boron. So in most of the crops, if you're going to be able to add these micronutrients into the product, we believe that we can get extra gains in terms of productivity yields. And another thing that we are doing now is trying to see when it's better to put these AgroSeekers prior, together, or after the application of phosphorus. So this is part of work that's ongoing. We are collecting data. Here we have P in solution. So we can see In this side, we have the soils with the highest amount of clays, and we have two rates of phosphorus added as a percentage of the clay that we have in the soil. And even for the highest fixation capacity soil, we are being able to show that when we add AgroSeeker, we're increasing a lot of the amount of phosphorus in solution. And in this case, there's not much of a difference, but when we do the measurement of available phosphorus using the MELEC-1 procedure, which is pretty much the classical procedure that we use in Brazil, we have been able to see that probably applying the product before applying phosphorus is going to be a better strategy. So if you have a soil that has a huge capacity of fixing phosphorus, so if you put the product prior to applying phosphorus, then you might be able to decrease the amount of phosphorus that you're going to add later on. And this we are being able to see also these in soil that actually do not absorb a lot of phosphorus. So we are still finishing this information, but this is probably going to come out pretty soon. And well, I would like to acknowledge our sponsors, my university, the partnership with the Vale Institute of Technology, which is an institute from Vale company, the mining and the fertilizer company that was also part of this project. And if you want additional information, we have a paper that was published last year and deals with the use of this product in soybeans and corns, and it shows all the development of the product, all the characteristics that we have in the product. And this was the patent that we first deposited, and we were able to get one actually from the process and from the product. So we already got this one from the product. And because of this innovation, the institute was able to, we applied for a prize in Brazil, and we won a prize for innovation from the Mercosul. So this is one of my colleagues, Professor José Siqueira. And also, a very good news that we got about 15 days ago is one of my, this PhD student was chosen, the thesis was chosen as one of the three best theses in the agricultural area in Brazil. So it's a very nice work showing the connection between the industry and the academia in order to produce something that's going to be useful for farmers and for the country. And I welcome you, we welcome you in Brazil next year. Thank you very much.
I have about 2 minutes for questions.
No, we did not measure. We usually measure metals that are required for the Brazilian legislation.
Okay.
Molybdenum and selenium should not be a concern. We usually have to measure cadmium, arsenic, lead, chromium, and mercury.
Okay.
And everything is really small. There's no problem at all concerning those kind of metals. It's from zero, in the first ones which was from 0 to 4 tons per hectare. Now we are setting everything at 1 ton. It seems that 1 ton per hectare is the rate that is really good for sugar cane.
Okay.
And the amount of silicon that we can add by using this rate is nice. We have no problems at all. Some of you might ask, oh, what about fluorine? There's no problem with fluorine at all. We can drink the water that's coming out from the soil. So. Yes.
Okay.
One more question.
What's the reapplication rate? How can we reapply?
Probably it's going to be, for sugarcane, it's going to be this 1 ton. Every time you do the renovation of the sugarcane field. Thank you for the question. We are trying to measure this now with the second cut of the sugarcane. This is going to be to give us a little bit of the information. Since we're starting the field work, this is a very good information as well.
All right. Thank our speaker.